goes on and on and on. Let the power of thy spirit rule over our minds and lead us to a better understanding. It has sustained the needs for those without man necessity of life, and for those of who have in abundance, remove the selfishness from our hearts, that we may have something to give back to the Lord by giving to those in need. Forgive us, O Lord, for this sin. Lord, we need not to be reminded by the suffering condition of other people we see in on every street corner, along the highway, living in very shiny condition. Everywhere we go, we see them as ministers, as laymen, and as Christians. Lord, these are our responsibility. In your name and in this church, in all the church, help us to recognize our Christian responsibility and our commitment. These in need for our personal touch, let us reach into our hearts and reach out and touch those who are in. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Teach us, O God, to remove from ourselves these selfish ways that we have and bring into ourselves. Oh Lord, make us unselfish creatures that we will be able to give what we can and share our love. Lord, help me to reach in my heart and pull out a little love that I may share with those that who in need. This is the prayer that I'm praying for those that who are suffering tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I really love. connection and call to discipleship by Reverend Stewart, followed by recognition of visitors by Sister Mozella Williams.
Just as I am, God, one thing. Lord, I share it for you. You are. You cannot straighten yourself. Only the blood of Jesus can wash your sins away. And there's one nation to come. Just as you are. As someone said in the song, if they don't wake up in the morning, everything is all right with them. Be all right with you. I know it'll be all right with me. There's one message to come.
I said, praise the Lord.
Holy Ghost.
Rose and Lou and the audience want to clap their hands.
Yeah.
They say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, we black folks sure can act up the Lord. Sister, I'm not going to apologize. That's the way we carry on sometimes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Brothers, Sister Jackson, candidate for baptism, what shall we do?
Well, Pastor, I offer you a motion that Brother Lee Christ was saved. I'm candidate for baptism. That's an investment.
As a move and second, that Sister Jackson become a candidate for baptism, become a member of the Guest Center Baptist Church. All in favor, may I hear the word aye?
Aye.
She just informed me that she have to work sometime on the weekends. We can get you at night. Amen. We can get you at night. And if it wasn't, I must say this. It may not happen again. Beginning the first Sunday in February, Gethsemane doors will be open full time. And I'm proud about that.
Amen.
I've just been praising the Lord.
Amen.
And if it weren't for that, I mean, if we could have pushed it in this month,
we'd
have got it tomorrow.
Amen.
But we can't. But we get to the course this month about. The Lord is blessing us.
Amen.
And we're going to baptize you, not upon the profession of my faith, because you are the faith I have in you, but upon the profession of your faith, which you have received in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then we're not going to let it stop there. Stop there. We have some people here in this church. You see them every day. I'm not going to call their name because you know them. You already know them. Just get that Bible and just can teach it. You know how to teach, like you go to school, that teacher taught you how to do ABCs, you know how to write your name. They can teach that Bible to you the same way. We're going to teach you about Christ. And then, as you're down through the years that you serve and live for the Lord, you will grow in grace.
Amen. Amen.
One day you'll be just as strong as me.
Amen.
You know, I take a lot. I carry a load on my shoulders, as small as I am. But I thank you, Jesus. And we're going to throw our arms around you. We're going to teach you. Because you are just like a little baby. And although you're a grown woman, you're just like a little baby. That's what we're going to have to teach you. And we have some people here well qualified to do that. So just speak with us. God bless you.
Brother Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Let's don't wait too long.
No.
Thursday Sunday morning.
You know, we have, brother,
yeah,
a deep God name.
We can get him after you get through him.
Now, we have to do this the Thursday Sunday afternoon then. There's an after 6 o'clock, after 6 o'clock, we start 7, 6 o'clock, and after that.
Okay, because I get home at about 6 o'clock, by the time I get home from work.
Okay. That'll be fine. And, that's a cool way. You know, we have a young deacon here that after Deacon Davis is so sick that he was born with fever. So I asked his son-in-law. At first, he was a little skeptical. But now, every time somebody joined from baptism, he's ready.
He's ready.
I call him a pool man. Amen. Sister, God bless you. You know, I just.
Amen.
All right.
I'm candy eyes. And so I'm proud. I don't know when she is, but I'm just praying to God she's sticking to it. The more I hear, the more I want to hear.
I want to thank each and every person tonight for letting me be their guest. I've enjoyed the service, I've enjoyed the singing, and I've really enjoyed the preaching. Mr. Charlie Wright invited me here this evening. I ran into him in Palatka, and I told him that I was looking to hear some good gospel music, and he told me where to go, and he was right. Thank you so much.
Announcements of Sister Rosa Talbot, followed by financial report by the Finance Committee, followed by the remarks by the President Annie Mae Hope, the remarks of Reverend Stewart, and the benediction. Sister Rosa Talbot is downstairs. I only see one announcement if there be more from the floor. Professor Harold Boggs and Brother Bergston will be here January 24th at 8 p.m. to render a recital. They are recording artists from Port Clinton, Ohio. If anyone or group wants to appear in this program, please contact Sister Cora Harrison, phone 692-1404, or P.O. Box 195, Hastings.
Also, I'd like to announce that on Monday night at 7 o'clock, St. John River Baptist District Deaconess will have a call business meeting, and we will be at Armstrong First Baptist Church at 7 o'clock. I'm asking all the deaconess leaders to be part of
Monday night, we are having women and white. And I'm asking each and everyone, what can come out and be with us? We'd be glad to have offering $203, donations from churches $10, plus the donations in the public offering, which one of the members put in the public offering. But I still have the name down for the donations to churches. So the total for the night is $400. Sorry, I don't want to listen a long time. It just comes to me that
proud to follow St. Rick and you preaching.
Appreciate it. Enjoyed ourselves, but we have some brothers up here. We have Elder Baker, Reverend Young, and Reverend Holtz. And your brothers have it, like to say. And
I have to say, thanks the Lord for blessing me to be back another year.
Amen.
And He spared my life and crossed sober. I thank the Lord for the word tonight and coming here to lift up the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Thanks the Lord for the Sister John in church and the Elder Studio, your pastor. I'm saying this. I have a reason for saying this. Elder Stewart is going to be your pastor. Now, if you won't listen to Elder Stewart then and go listen to other people, you won't go wrong. Elder Stewart is going to be your pastor because this way you join under his leadership. That's where we get in trouble when we listen to the pastor and go listen to somebody else. Because God had chosen him, and you came under him under his leadership. And already remember, he's your pastor. And if he say, I need you here, he needs you here.
Yeah.
He said, if you can't go, Oyana, you can't go. Because he's your leader, he's your pastor. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Praise God. Now, thanks the Lord for the message. I got something on it. Did you know, hey, man, what happened tonight? It's been happening ever since creation. People have been walking away from God.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
All right, they're starting out there in the garden against out there in the garden in Genesis. There. The people start walking out on God. All right, we read about that. We come on down there to Moses was the leader. The people walked away from Moses, preaching the gospel. Because they got interested in something that's more than it was the word. So we go down here and make up some God. I ain't a preach, but this, I'm going to let you know. So we haven't read about it. All right, now we come down to Jesus. Thank y'all. All right. Jesus was the leader. God sent his only God's son there. And the people went along with it for a while there. And the record they walked away. So now we read about it. Now we begin to see how, now they begin to walk away out of us. So they got out with them in multitudes and a big star crying like it was with Jesus. So I said, well, we ain't gonna follow you no more. Everybody said, well, I ain't going out there no more. And don't come back no more. But nevertheless, amen, we're not looking to the people for eternal life. But we're looking to Jesus for eternal life. Jesus said, I come from a father and I'm going back there.
Again, we said, I thank you. We want to thank this Joan. Not to talk so much until tonight. And I've been knowing her all this day, ever since she's been in Hastings. And see her every day. Amen. and we want to thank all the choirs, the senior choir. I must say something about them because really what Ms. Floyd said in the history, it's true. It's one that we can depend on. And just today, 11 o'clock this morning, we know we had funeralized one of our members, one of the oldest members of this church. He's 84 years old this morning, 11 o'clock. And somebody said it was a little quick. He passed away Wednesday morning, right? Wednesday morning. Anyway, we had his funeral, and the word didn't get around. And
Friday, Thursday night, I was late getting in, and I came and to have his granddaughter sketch out the program, and I said, put the choir down. And I forgot to tell Miss Holtz about it. But the choir was here this morning. So that's just how they are. They got the word somehow or another. They was here this morning. And so they're dependable. And after 45 years, they got some roots somewhere. Amen. Amen. You heard Sister Floyd said, they old but not too old. Amen. And then this singing group here, they came out. In other words, Sister Barrington, Sister William, and my wife, they're members of the singing choir. Anyone else? And Sister Miss Barrington. And they kind of like an umbrella over the new group, the Gospel Chorus. And so it's going places too. Amen. And we just so grateful to God to have someone, because we have new faces up there. Amen. God bless you. Continue to sing on. I want to say to you again, thank you. God bless you. Is our prayer, and we hope that we pray that the Lord will keep us around to see Elder Baker next year this time. Amen. We've been together about 4 or 5 years now. This occasion, yeah. But we can't get together on fellowship. Now what happened? You and I have to be better. I'll take care of that. Okay, we get together. Amen. Thank you again. God bless you. It's our prayer of our hearts and minds. Claire, we're ready for our journey. These thy people, henceforth, now, and forever.